Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 22nd week after the Sunday of Trinity, Saturday. Our scripture reading comes from the book of Psalm, chapter 119, verses 57 through 64. The Lord is my portion. I promise to keep your words. I entreat your favor with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise. When I think of my ways, I turn my feet to your testimonies. I hasten and do not delay to keep your commandments. Though the cords of the wicked ensnare me, I do not forget your law. At midnight, I rise to praise you because of your righteous rules. I am a companion of all who fear you, of those who keep your precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of your steadfast love. Teach me your statutes. Our scripture lesson comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that you may always have enough of everything and may provide in abundance for every good work. When we believe that we have a gracious God and that we need nothing further, it would presumably be time for us to die as soon as possible. But if we are to continue our life here on earth, it must not be directed towards gaining God's favor by our works. Anyone who holds such a view makes a mockery of God and blasphemes God. Yet, this is what was taught for such a long time in the church. We were informed that we must keep on pestering God with our good works, prayers, fasts, and the like until we obtained His grace. We did obtain grace, not by our works, but from God's mercy. In your life of faith, you certainly have to get busy and do something, but, as Christ informs us, everything we do must be done for the interests of our neighbor. The servant in the parable, we are told, went out. He went out in love. Faith leads men from people to God. Love leads them out to people. Our faith must break out and prove itself in action before our fellow men. God does not need your works. He has enough in your faith. But He wants you to do works as fruits of faith, to demonstrate the reality of your faith before the whole world in works. This servant from Matthew 18 is an example, or a picture of all who should serve their neighbor in faith. But what does he do? He does what most of us do. We imagine that we have faith, and in part this is true. We rejoice at having heard the gospel, and we may even be able to talk a great deal about it. But only too few really live in accordance with the gospel. There are even those in our midst who seem to become worse after hearing the gospel. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, give us at all times a true and genuine faith, which proves itself in works of love to our neighbor and becomes ever stronger and more willing to walk the paths of your choosing in and through Christ our Savior. Amen. You can purchase the Luther for the Busy Man daily devotional as a gift for family and friends. Find the print edition and other resources at ambassadorpublications.org. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Join us for Christmas at FLBC, December 1st through 3rd, featuring performances by the Bible College and Seminary Choirs and the Symphonic Wind Ensemble. Register for free and find live stream information at flbc.edu/Christmas.